Are you seeking or pursuing God? Are you seeking or are you pursuing God? And he's like, I didn't know really if there was a difference. Well, there is. And both of them are right, okay? And so I want to encourage you to seek God, but before it's all over with, we're going to want to pursue God. And so I just want to say it's good to be back in the pulpit again. I missed Wednesday night. I was feeling a little under the weather. I want to just say thank you to Miss Sherry. She had just a couple hours of preparation, but a phenomenal word. And so I want to say thank you very much for doing that for me. Feel a whole lot better. God is in control. So. Well, once you turn in your Bibles now to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. And we're not going to read the verse that most people read all the time. I'm going to start at verse 13. And before we read that, have you ever heard someone say this? Maybe you've said this. If God wants me to have something, he'll just give it to me. If God wants me to have something, he'll just give it to me. Or maybe if God wants to heal me, then he'll heal me. And if he doesn't, then he doesn't. If God wants to bless me with something, he'll just give it to me. And if he doesn't give it to me, then it must not have been his will. You ever heard that before? You know what's wrong with those statements? There is zero faith in that. Zero faith. Because what we're trying to do is when we try to make that statement is we're trying to put every ounce of responsibility on God and nothing on ourselves. See, God has his word. And we have to know what his word says. And then we got to start putting our faith in what the word says. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, it says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you." So let's just stop right there. So God is simply saying, if you will seek for me with all your heart, he says, I will be found. Now, we have to understand that everything that we need is in God. Not in the world, but in God. Now, let's just say, for instance, everything that you would ever need is in my pocket. Okay? So if everything that you would ever need is in my pocket, then how would you ever get it? You would have to do what? Get it in my pocket. Right? It wouldn't be if my pocket wanted you to have it, it would just empty itself out on you. Would it? You'd have to do what? Reach into my pocket and pull out whatever. Everything that you need is in God. So that means that you need to get in God to be able to receive from God. Okay. So, I'm not going to use a lot of scriptures today. I want you to flip over with me now to the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Very, very familiar passage of scripture. It says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So he says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What that verse really is meaning there is that we seek first God and His ways of doing things, then all these things will be added unto you. So we have to start seeking God. Now I want to give a definition of the word seek, and I'm going to give you a definition of the word pursue. The word seek means attempt to find something. Okay? And the word pursue means to follow in order to catch. Now there's a difference there. To seek means to attempt to find something, and to pursue means to follow in order to catch. One of the things that the Lord spoke to me this week, I had a lot of time to pray, a lot of time to seek God. And when, well, I'll just be honest, when you're not feeling so well, you don't feel like doing anything, right? You just kind of want to lay there. And I laid there for a period of time, not doing anything, and the Lord started to speak to me, and He's like, "Do you want to get well?" And I was like, "Yes." And He says, "Then what are you going to do?" And I was like, "Well, what do you want me to do?" He says, "No, what do you want to do?" And I was like, "But God, what should I do?" And He's like, "What do you know to do?" And I was like, "I know I need to seek you." And He's like, "That's the start." And so what I started to do is just put on tapes, teaching tapes, just listen. I just start pouring them in my spirit. And as I started pouring them in, all of a sudden I could start feeling the life coming back into me. Not that I was dying, but you know what I'm talking about. I just could sense God starting to do some things. And He says, "Brian," He says, do you want a burning bush experience?" And I was like, "Yeah." And He says, "Do you want an Apostle Paul revelation?" I was like, "Yeah." And He says, "No, you don't." He says, "Because if you really stop and you look at the burning bush experience, that was really a 40-year wake-up call of disobedience being called to light." And I was like, "Ooh, what? I don't want to be called out." And He says, "And the Apostle Paul revelation, when he says, 'I knocked him off of his horse and blinded his eyes,' he says, that was a point of him getting repented to come to know me so that I could do something for some other people." And even back, and he goes in and he went back and he spoke to me and he says, even with Moses, he says, if you go and you look that verse up, and I want to encourage you to look this up. Go to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. And start at verse 4. "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses,' and he said, 'Here I am.' Then he said, 'Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place for which you are standing is holy ground.' He said, 'Also, I am the God of your father, God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look. Then the Lord said, 'I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters, for I am aware of their suffering.'" What was he saying there? Was the message of the burning bush for Moses, or for Moses to go do something for some people? To go do something for the people. We want a burning bush experience for ourselves, when the burning bush experience was not just for Moses, it was for Moses to go do something for some other people. And what God is really wanting to bring into the realm here, why are you seeking Him? Is it just for yourself? Or is it so that you know what you're supposed to do of how to really pursue God? Because if we look at the life of Moses and the life of Paul from those moments, there was a constant pursuing of God and not just seeking. I want to read a word to you that the Lord spoke to me. He says, Brian, he says, faith pursues what it so desires. Have you ever wanted something so bad that you wouldn't do anything, or you would do anything to get it? You would fight for it, and you would give everything you possibly got to receive it. See, there has to be something deep down in you that will not allow you to take no for an answer. That would be my word, my seed. The enemy will do everything possible not to allow you to see anything happen. Even when your seed starts sprouting out of the ground, he will try to get something to come eat it off. You have to protect it. Just as a hound dog seeks its game, he first starts sniffing out what the scent of the game, or the scent of his game. He will wander around seeking what he so desires, quietly searching out. Quietly searching out his desired quarry. But once he hits a fresh scent of the track, the whole disposition of the hound changes. He will let out a howl or a sound of praise that he is in pursuit of what he has been seeking. The aggression of the hound ratchets up several notches, and the chase is on. It doesn't matter what kind of briars, rocks, or bumpy places that hound has to go, he will fight through it, and he will not give up until it catches its quarry. Now, if you have ever been around any hound dogs before, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, let me give you an example. When I was 18 years old, I wanted a rabbit hound, a beagle. And so I went and bought this little beagle puppy. And the person I bought it from said, its mama and its father is out of some of the best stock there is. I guarantee you, this thing's going to chase rabbits. And so I allowed that puppy to grow, and what I would do is I would go out past our house. There was just kind of a big briar patch and like a draw, and I knew there was always rabbits in there. And so I would just go, and I'd take my puppy, and I would just walk out there. And nothing ever happened. Didn't chase any rabbits. I would see rabbits, but I never once questioned that it wouldn't chase a rabbit. It would sniff and sniff, but it was just a puppy. But that puppy began to grow. And I remember one day, I was thinking, it's time for this dog to be able to hunt. And I remember I got out there and I was walking and I tripped because it was right next to my feet. The puppy was, or the dog was at that time, is getting grown now. And I remember I tripped over something, and I fell. And about time when I fell right next to a rabbit. And the rabbit went, took off, and the dog seen it, and it went, rawr, rawr, rawr. And from that moment on, that dog would never give up. And we'd go out and we'd hunt rabbits all the time, and I would watch it. And her name was Pebbles. And it would sit there and it would just kind of sniff. And it would sit there and it would just walk around and sniff. And it was just at just kind of a gentle walk, just sniff, sniff. And all of a sudden, when it would finally hit a fresh scent, all of a sudden, it would let out a howl. And all of a sudden, instead of walking, she started running. And the closer that she got, the more intense. I could sit back and I could tell exactly where the rabbit was by just listening to the sound of my dog. The louder the barks and the quicker it was, the closer I knew she was to the rabbit. You're saying, what does this pertain to me and God? See, what happens is when you need something from God, God says you need to seek me. And to seek him means that you got to get into his word and you got to start finding something of what you're seeking or searching for. See, in my rabbit dog, there was an instinct to chase rabbits. I didn't put it in there. It was bred into that dog. It knew that it was born from the very beginning to chase rabbits. You have been born into the kingdom of God, and a spirit of faith has been placed inside of you, not just to seek God, but to pursue God with everything that is in you. And you are bound and determined never to give up until you reach your destination. What I started to do, I was taking myself for an instance this week. I knew that I wanted to be healed. So what did I have to do? Think back of the past rabbits I was chasing. Thinking back of the past scent. Or did I have to get some fresh scent? And so what I knew that I had to do is I couldn't sit back and try to live and get an experience from God or a revelation from God or receive from God off of something that I had experienced in the past. The past helps me to get to my future, but my past can't get me ultimately get me there. I have to do something to reach in and get it from God. So what did I do? I had to start seeking God. And so I started saying, okay, so I got my scriptures out, and I started seeking. And I thought, I'm going to go to 1 Peter 2:24, and God was like, really? He says, why are you going to go there? I said, because that's a healing scripture. And he says, yeah. But he says, are you always going to use that scripture? And I said, well, it's worked in the past. I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you. I'm giving testimony here. I said, it's worked in the past. And he says, yeah, it's worked in the past. He says, that was fresh scent. He says, but you know what? He says, I want you to keep seeking. So I said, okay, I'll go to Isaiah 53. He says, why are you going to go there? And I said, because it's talking about healing. And he says, yeah, it is. He says, but why are you going to go there? I said, because I've used it and it worked in the past. And he says, why don't you get some fresh scent? See, God was teaching me some things. Because, see, I could have used those scriptures, but guess what? I probably wouldn't have pursued him there. Because what I found out in my experience with the rabbit hunting is that if it's old scent, that means that the rabbits went somewhere else. And God wasn't on that scripture for my life at that particular day. And he says, Brian, he says, where do you need to go? And I was like, at this point, God, I don't know. And he says, you better keep seeking. And so I started, just kept searching. And searching. And I ended up in Psalms 91. And I was like, God, I didn't go to Psalms 91 because I've used it so many times in the past. And he says, but that's where I'm at today. He says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I was like, God, I want you more than anything. Because when I went to Psalms 91, I knew that's where God wanted me to go. But once I got there, I kind of thought I'd probably go all the way down to about verse 10. But he didn't allow me to go to verse 10. He stopped me at verse 1 and he says, Brian, he said, I want you to stay in a secret place. See, many times we think that we put God in a box and say, I just got to use this one kind of scripture. When God simply says, I just want you to get in my secret place today. And when I got it in the secret place and I just started seeking him, all of a sudden, the intensity ratcheted up inside of me. I didn't howl like a dog, but I did start praising. And I started lifting up my voice. And I started exalting him, and I praised him, and I praised him, and I praised him. And just like what God was saying here, just as a dog would go through briars and brush, he showed me that because I'd lived that. I experienced that before. And I remember that there was a big old brush pile, where it, actually a bulldozer pile, where it was dirt and there's logs and everything. And Rabbit went down in there, and my dog went down in there and was down in that thing for like 3 days. I couldn't get it out. I'd keep going back and checking, but it stayed in that pile. And I kept yelling for it, and I was like, I was concerned, because I thought something's going to happen. It's stuck or whatever. But you know what happened? One day I walked out, and there she was holding the rabbit. See, many times what will happen is that when we don't catch something right off the bat, because we're just nothing but just seeking and not pursuing. See, pursuing, you got to be willing to stay with it and not give up. If you're only going to remain in a seeking mode, what will happen many times is you'll just seek and you will find, but you'll never reach in to be able to get what God truly has for you. We get to an attitude of saying, God, if you really want me to have this, then it should have already been here. And we go off to some other kind of scent. And we start trailing something else. We got several gardeners here in the, and if I would ask you, do you just plant your garden and then never do anything else to protect those plants? Show of hand. How many of you in here just do gardens? Okay? When you do your garden, how many of you put up any kind of fencing to keep out the animals? How many of you put any kind of sprays? Why? Because you're trying to protect that plant. There may be a lot of different ways, and I don't know because I'm not a gardener. But there's probably a lot of different ways to protect that plant. And you might think this is the best way, and it might be the best way for you. And somebody else might say, this might be the best way for me. But ultimately, what you got to do is you got to protect that thing. And when God puts that word, gives it to you, you got to protect it. And you protect it, and you keep it so that thing can grow. Because what the enemy tries to do, the enemy wants to come and do what? First of all, stop it from growing from the very beginning. But once that thing starts to sprout, then he's going to try to bring something to come eat it off. And it's whose responsibility to protect it? You. How will you ever get a crop? How will you ever receive anything from God if you don't protect the word that God has given you? You got to pursue it with all your heart. We could look at the centurion. We can look at Jairus. What did they do? They pursued God. They pursued Jesus. And he says, come. My daughter is lying sick. She's going to die, but you got to come. What did he do? He went and he pursued Jesus. And he stayed with him until what? Jesus come and healed. How many of you are staying with and pursuing God? Whether it's for healing, whether it's for finances, whether it's for your family member, for somebody wanting to be saved. What happens so many times is people just seek God and they'll get a word, but then they don't pursue that word. When that word gets in you, you got to protect it. And then you got to pursue it with everything that's in you. And you go after it. We want God to give everything to us for free. When God says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Today, God is saying it's time to ratchet up your faith. It's time to do something. I'm going to ask for the worship team to come back. You'll know whether you're pursuing something or not. You'll know because why? You'll start talking differently. And you'll start acting differently. Matter of fact, I got to a point where I was so used to, I was in tune with that dog that I had. I could sit there and watch that dog, and just by its actions, I could tell whether it was getting close to a fresh scent or not. Because I could see its demeanor starting to change. The tail start wagging more. When you start pursuing God, you'll start praising God more. And you'll stop complaining less. Listen to that. When you are really pursuing God, you will praise him and you won't complain. If you're still complaining, you're not pursuing. But if you're praising and complaining is not even an option, you know you're about ready to catch what God's got for you. When you are pursuing, all of a sudden, your body will start to change. Your actions will start to change. Your demeanor will start to change. Even before you receive it, you'll start acting in faith. You'll start getting up and doing things even though you don't feel like it. You'll start confessing things that you know that you've got before you ever receive them. That's when you know you're pursuing and not just seeking. It's good to seek, but you seek what God is desiring, And when I got on fresh scent, then I pursued. And all of a sudden, my whole attitude changed. Today is your day to go start seeking, but then start pursuing. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you right now for this word. Lord, I thank you that your people today is going to go from a point of just seeking to pursuing. And the attitude of, if you want me to have something, you'll give it to me, is gone. Because, Lord, we know that we have to act in faith. So, Father, now I ask, in this place, Lord, that you just move and start speaking and stirring up. And, Lord, I know that there's people in here that are seeking. But also, Lord, I know there's people in here that are pursuing. Lord, let the sound of praise start coming forth. Lord, let the actions of faith start coming out. And Lord, I ask, Lord, that people start reaching in to you and receiving all that that you have for them. Father, if there's anyone here today that does not know you, that have walked away from you, that is not right with you, Lord, let this be the day that they come back. And let this be the day that their life has changed. If you're here today and you need to get right with God and you want to give your heart to Jesus, or if you want to rededicate your life, just slip up your hand right now and say, Pastor, that's me. Pray for me. I see that hand. And I see that hand. And that hand. Just right now, just say, Father, forgive me. I repent. Come into my heart. Save me. I'm yours from this moment forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet right now. When you're just seeking Him, many times you'll know something. God will give you revelation. But then the next step after you sought Him is to pursue it. Pursue what God tells you can have. You can have those things, but you got to go after them. This altar is open. Just come and let God minister to you today as we worship Him.
The more I seek you.